Don't let the sun go down on me. Don't let the sun.
Don't let the sun go down on me.
'Cause losing everything
is like the sun going down on me.
I can't find all the right romantic lines.
Brian McTavish is here, senior writer at Thinking Bigger Business Media. How are you, Brian?
I am great.
So good to see you.
So good to see you.
And thanks for coming in.
So good to hear you and hear those dulcet tones of the a cappella vocal group Straight No Chaser.
My goodness.
Now,
who are they?
Well, who are they? Who else do you hear singing with them?
I hear Straight No Chaser, I think of Thelonious Monk, but that's just me.
Well, that's Elton John as well
on
that track.
That's Elton John on this track, yeah.
That's right, on this track. First, let's get this out. A cappella wonderment, 7:30 Sunday night, downtown at the Midland. But they're, is it a gimmick? I guess it's a gimmick. It's a darn good one. Their latest album, Under the Influence, just came out this spring, takes some of their favorite tunes. They're covering some of their favorite tunes. By the way, this group's from Indiana. And what else do you have to do in Indiana, I guess, except
play basketball and sing, right?
Yeah, sing, yeah. I guess. Sing and play basketball. So they put out an album, including this track. And as far as I can tell, listening not that closely, I think it's pretty clear that they aren't getting Elton John to come in and cut that again, because that's Elton John when he could sing way up here back in 1970-something, right?
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. And I imagine when they go on stage Sunday night at the Midland, they'll pipe some of this in again. They'll have a little Elton singing along. Also on this record, and I presume on stage, you can expect them joining Phil Collins in absentia on his hit Against All Odds. Also, Stevie Wonder might be heard in between their own notes singing Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. And Dolly Parton, Jolene, they help her out as well.
Now, you came in here, I asked you how you were doing, you just got straight down to business.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you're doing. How are you?
I'm dry, barely.
That's
what do you think of all this crazy wet weather?
Man, we needed the rain.
It was torrential.
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
It was torrential, just like the, wait for it, talent that you can expect from Straight No Chaser Sunday night at the Midland.
I rode across the great high plains under the scorching sun and through the driving rain. And when I set my sights on the mountains high, I bid my former life goodbye. So thank you, ma'am, I must decline. For it's on my steed I will rely.
Man, I always love listening to that music through headphones like this. Boy, you really hear his voice doing all kinds of things. What an amazing guy. Lyle Lovett.
So good.
Amazing guy. So good.
I mean, every time you think he's good, you hear him again and you go, oh, no, he's really, really good.
And a good guy, too. You know, he was in here once and
oh, yeah.
I felt I had to ask him the obligatory question about Julia Roberts and, you know, it's sort of... I didn't ask him directly, but I sort of kissed the idea and he very politely steered completely clear of anything to do with that marriage, which I can sort of respect.
Well, I don't know. Did it end badly? I know it ended quickly.
Don't they always end badly?
Yeah, they always do.
Mostly, yeah.
At least one person thinks it does, right?
But Lyle Lovett's here with John Hyatt.
Lyle Lovett, good anecdote. And next time, just ask him the question, Steve. Don't dance around it.
Well, I didn't want to say, hey, what happened?
Well, it's live radio. They can just get up and leave, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, and they'll do that.
Okay, Lyle Lovett, the great Lyle Lovett, and the really pretty darn good, if not great, let's say great John Hyatt. Nice twosome and their acoustic guitars playing their own tunes together and separately. Singer, songwriter, heaven, if you're so inclined. 8 o'clock Sunday night at the Uptown Theater in Midtown.
Still tickets available?
Yeah, still tickets available. Let me just talk a little bit about it. Lovett, that well-read songwriter and band leader who, you know, kind of came out of that Western swing thing. Then he takes this significant detour through the work of his favorite sardonic 70s songwriters like Randy Newman and Guy Clark. You mentioned the whole Julia Roberts thing. I wonder if they're still friends.
I wonder.
I think they're mature people, right?
You would hope.
And then John Hyatt, a cult figure, but a great cult figure. His songs were covered by, my gosh, Bonnie Raitt, Bob Dylan, Ronnie Mills, Sap, Iggy Pop, Three Dog Night.
So this is just the two of them and their guitars.
It's just the two of them, and you'll get a mixture of folk and rock and country and blues. And
interesting combo.
Oh, yeah. And they're very respectful of each other. They don't step on each other's toes, but they kind of fill the same shoes.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
It's in the key of A. Sing along if you know it and you love it and you want some more of it. She took a lot of pills and died.
Yeah. Well, with her drop-dead looks and her little girl charm, everybody thought she'd go far. And at 20 years old, she was rich as could be and a world-famed Hollywood star. With the big parts coming and the sweethearts too, life was a hell of a ride. Yeah, but her star soon fell and her body got old, so she took a lot of pills and died. Well, she took a lot of pills and
who we got here? Robbie Foulkes.
That's a happy ditty, is it
not? Yeah, no kidding. What a voice.
Robbie Foulkes. You've never heard of this guy.
I have not.
Okay, Robbie Foulkes.
I walk in ignorance.
And but you sit
a common
in knowledge.
Occurrence. A common occurrence.
Oh, not on this show. Don't even say that. Robbie Foulkes, alternative country, retro alternative country. It's hard to tell if this guy is unpredictable. He's fun, but he's serious about what he does. 8:30, the show gets going Friday night at Knuckleheads Saloon. He won't come on until about 11. But in any event, he's silly. He's strange. He's about 50 years old. And he actually had put out a children's record once that was called "The Bottle Let Me Down." So he has a sense of humor. He'll do a George Jones song. He'll take requests. I'd highly, highly recommend this guy.
Man, that's an organ for you. Man, dun, 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 that sort of gets in your bones.
That's
Man.
Right. Well, it's Halloween, I'm told.
Yes, it is.
That's the rumor on the street. And so that is actually the kind of music you can expect, the organ, the live organ that you'll hear when they screen the classic 1925 silent horror film starring Lon Chaney at 7 o'clock tonight at Helzberg Hall at the Kaufman Center for the Performing Arts. It's Screenland at the Symphony, the Phantom of the Opera, the original, the Man of a Thousand Faces, Lon Chaney, not his son Lon Chaney Jr., who is the man of One Face, the Wolf Man, I believe. But hey, have Halloween fun tonight. I'll be there in spirit.
Please don't let this feeling end. It's everything I am. Everything I wanna be. I can see what's mine now. Finding out what's true.
That's from the film Ice Castles.
And you said that very melodiously.
Yes, because the music has put me in a different place.
I like that place.
Yeah.
And perhaps we're over-promising with that fine tunage. Who was the actor in that movie, Ice Castles, that skating romance? Bobby, can't think of it now.
Whatever.
Anyway, he's Crown Center Ice Terrace
it
opening
opens again
day.
Today.
That's right. You know, if you're hungover from having too much fun tonight at Halloween or either way, free urban skating. Free skate 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow at Crown Center Square.
I haven't done that in forever.
And
I need to do that again.
And that would be because you fall down when you tend to put on skates. But let me just say this. You know,
speak for yourself.
I just did. It's free all the time for seniors over 60 and kids under 4. And it strikes me funny, Steve, forgive me, but it's free to those who can probably skate only badly. I mean, I just see little kids and old people sprawled on the ice. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope it doesn't.
That's Brian McTavish. You can find a complete list of his picks on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, buddy. Always glad to have you here.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, our independent foreign and very good documentary film critics join us to review the latest film showing on area screens. Plus, we'll have this week's local listen. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.
Please don't let this feeling end. It might not come again, and I want to.